Needles and Pins, done of course by Smokey, and we're playing that especially for Larry Sarsfield, and it came from Terry. Right, it's 2.5 minutes, or 1.5 minutes past 1 o'clock. What's this?
My father used to be a vampire at cricket matches.
Don't you mean umpire?
Yes, I was going to say that.
No, vampire. He was a great opening bat.
My goodness me. Vampires and everything on the show this morning. I should say this afternoon. Here's XTC, Life Begins at a Hop. Right, there we go. That was XTC and a song called Life Begins, would you believe, at the Hop. I thought of it again to... I won't say anywhere, anything. Right, Michael Richardson coming along very shortly with the Crunch Time Request Show.
Tell me, Mr. Spock, why are your ears pointed?
To stop the rain getting in, Captain.
Yeah, and talking of pointed ears, have you seen Mike and Richards' one lately? I think he's kind of trimmed them down so that when he's playing the soccer match next Tuesday night.
The brolly out today. Yeah.
You have the what?
The brolly.
What brolly?
Who's
what?
When?
Yes. No.
When?
Well, yes. It. Next week. Okay. Anytime. And don't forget the big old babes are playing next Tuesday night. I'm not quite sure for a certain where.
St. Enda's.
I would have a sauna and a swim after and everything.
Yeah, sauna, swim, showers, coffee at half time.
And any out. Spectators that are there, especially if you're good looking.
Plenty of money.
Yes. The only way to go to Las Vegas and come back with a small fortune is to go over there with a big fortune, I believe. Right, it's time once again for this little jingle. Yes, it does.
It does!
Tune in last week and miss next week's episode of
The EOC Show.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. Right, I'm going to go now, gang, and I'll be back again in tomorrow morning at about 10 o'clock with the Big L Bandstand Hour. Not the Big L Bandstand Hour. We're going on to an hour and a half now. So it's the Big L Bandstand just. And my guest tomorrow morning will be the IOUs, formerly the White Falls Band, or the Falls Band, and they'll be in the studio with some of the music. And as well as that, we have Kieran Keane, and all the rest of the show will be taken up with all local artists. And we'll also have some poetry from Gene Quinn. And that's all. I'm looking forward to it already. So I'm going to say goodbye. I'm going to say goodbye now. And goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye. Say goodnight. Say goodnight, Dick.
Night.
Goodnight, Dick. See you, Michael.
Bye.
Are you coming on now?
I thought I was going.
Oh, yeah, you're going. Am I coming on again? What are those two guys doing in there?
I don't know. They're listening to some fella in Birmingham.
Yes.
Or something, I don't know.
Yeah, they're pointy ears, those guys. Yeah.
It's raining in Birmingham as well.
The reason for the pointed ears is when Mike is on the field, he just charges at the guys instead of going for the ball. And he sticks his pointed ears into their stomachs. And they come down with the earache. I don't know what you're going to come down with. Anyway, I hope you won't be planting any more flowers on Tuesday night. Those sunflowers that you planted the other night, they came up a treat. I was looking at them.
Yeah.
Right, Polly Richardson on the wing will be there on Tuesday night. And of course, Boots Ryan, John Ryan will be there. And all the gang. So on Tuesday night, above in St. Enda's, around 7 o'clock, we're playing Tony Connolly's. I was just saying to the lads, if they lose, I think Tony will be having a clearance sale of staff looking for footballers. Right, it's time for me to go. After all that, I'll be back in the morning at 10 o'clock with the bandstand. Until then, have a nice day, and if it doesn't rain, it'll probably snow. Bye!
That's awful.
Right, thank you very much, Eugene. Just, that's okay, yeah.
Good morning,
you're on at 6, so, right, fine. And don't forget, of course, we've got Weekend World usually went out. The repeat of Weekend World usually goes out at 10 o'clock. Be quiet. The Weekend World usually goes out at 10 o'clock. It'll be going out at 9:30 tomorrow morning. And don't forget, we have Weekend World brought to you by Jim Wallace. And that's coming live your way tonight at, around about 7 o'clock. Okay, all news and information of what's going on the box all through the week and everything else and what's on the big screen in the cinemas in town. Right now, Fox, it says, and for everyone who did their inter in Adair, and also Mike Richardson from Guess Who, and the record, can't we still be friends? Declan and Liz, do you mean you failed?
Can we still be friends?
Can we still
it's a stress.
There he goes, Murray on his way, Todd Rundgren there, and his own composition there, Can We Still Be Friends, very especially for everyone who did their enter in a dare. And sorry about all the ball hops this morning, but it wasn't my fault. I mean, that was Heyman Harris. He told me that there were no results out till next week. I mean, don't blame me. It's 13 after 1 o'clock.
Top Fashions, number one. Now open Top Fashion at 36 William Street on the first floor on the corner of William Street and High Street. Top Fashion, specialising in ladies and children's wear. Ladies' dresses from £5.75, ladies' cardigans from £4.95 and children's dresses from just £2.99. Plus many, many more fantastic bargains on offer from Top Fashions at 36 William Street. That's on the first floor on the corner of William Street and High Street, specialising in ladies and children's wear.
Right, we also had somebody looking for information regarding the cars, you know, the free servicing and one thing and all those. It wasn't the free servicing, but it was a free check, okay? That was at the Standard Motor Company down there in the Dock Road. They've got the new premises down there on the Dock Road just before the bridge. And so that's almost on the last stop out of town. So that's still going on. It's for the whole month of August for the gentleman that was inquiring about that. And for any driver actually out there who would like their vehicle checked free of charge, they'd go over all the various faults that can occur in the car. And that's free of charge. It's going on entirely for the whole month of August. And it's the Standard Motor Company on the Dock Road. Now, they're not where they used to be. They've moved that little bit further out of town. So you'll have to go past the mill and everything else. And almost the last stop out of town on the left-hand side. You can't miss it. Standard Motor Company. That's where your free check is, all for the month of August.
All the girls are talking about Annette's Fashions. Annette's Fashions in Bedford Row. Yes, all the girls are talking about Annette's gigantic end-of-season clearance sale, which is on right now. Everything must go to make way for the new autumn range, and Annette has certainly come up with some great bargains once again. Just listen to this. Tops and T-shirts and blouses just 99p, and dresses from only £1.99. And how about this? Trousers from just £1 at Annette's in Bedford Row all this week. Yes, everything must go at Annette's super end-of-season clearance sale. Tops from 99p and dresses at only £1.99 at Annette's Fashions in Bedford Row all this week. Say if you will, let some girls
lie. So don't forget your free service check there. That's at the Standard Motor Company. Give them a buzz first and they'll arrange all the details for that one. Okay, Standard Motor Company giving you your free check this month for the whole month of August. So right now for Alice in St. Enders, it comes from her group. Rather got a weakness for this record, I'm afraid. Also going to play it for Joseph Walsh from All the Family. Also for Caroline and Richard Burke. And they were looking for the police. I think Eugene just got through them. He's a mad lad for the gangsters. Also for Paddy Malone and Jackie Shine and Michael Blake and Marion Kiley. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I was going to play the French version, but it's banned.
Hurry up and wait.
clean English version of Sunday Girl there for all the gang, and that was Blondie. I tell you, I have a weakness for Debbie Harry. Time here, Abigail, 19 after 1 o'clock, and that was for, who was that for? That was for Joseph Walsh from All the Family, and also for Caroline and Richard Burke, and for the whole gang there. Paddy Malone, did we include Paddy Malone and Jackie Shine and Michael Blake and Marion Kiley? I don't think we did, but there you are now. That's the way it happens.
Hello, dear.
Oh, hello, darling.
Yes. I suppose you're feeling pretty pleased with yourself the way the decorating has turned out.
And why shouldn't I? The front room has come up beautiful. Just wait until I finish the dining room. Mind you, McCoy's had everything I needed for the job, and lots of good advice, too, on the right paint and wallpaper. Just come over here and see what I've done with the lobby.
It's looking really fabulous.
Yes, it's true, folks. You haven't seen anything until you've seen the beautiful range of wallpapers and paints at McCoy's in Parnell Street. That's McCoy Decorators, 64 Parnell Street, for all your decorating needs.
And a half after 1 o'clock, like to make a very special mention to Dave, Dave Small, that is, and also to Mike Harker. I'd like to, but I won't. They're listening at the moment in Birmingham, would you believe that? It's all lies. And we're also going to mention Les Ross. Les, stay tuned, actually, because you made a boo-boo the other day, didn't you, there out there on BRMB in Birmingham, on your brekkie show on the 14th. We'll get around to that in about half an hour, okay? Right, for Amby Malone and also for Mari Ford, I think that is, and also for John Hughes and Sylvia Hannon, Sean Pierce and Pamela Ford, Kevin Pierce and Julie Norris, Tommy Power and Julie Hoven and Tony Woodland and Tina Grace, and for John Lipper and Audrey Woods, who are madly in love but broke it up after they had a fight, and he won't ask her out again. That's sad. So there you are. Get round, John. I'm sure she's still mad about you. From Sarita, I'm a love.
It's so-
Beautiful Sarita and Harma Loafer, Johnny Lipper and Audrey Woods. They're mad about one another but broke it up after they had a fight. Well, go and ask her again, John. I'm sure she'll come see your way, all right? Okay, for Tommy and also for Julie, for Tony and Tina, Sean and Pamela, Kevin and Julie, Ambie and Marie and John Hughes and Sylvia Hannon. That was gorgeous, wasn't it? It's 25 after 1 o'clock. Yes, it's back to school time once again at Knowles, Boys and Menswear at Wickham Street, Limerick. Knowles, suppliers of uniforms to many schools in the Limerick region, have V and round neck pullovers in all shades and sizes. And if you want your child to look his or her best this year, it has got to be Knowles of Wickham Street for your child's school uniform. Grey slacks for all ages, also matching shirts and ties. Duffel coats available in all shades and sizes for boys and girls. Also a varied selection of anoraks for that long winter ahead. Yes, it's back to school time once again. So for your child's uniform, Knowles, Boys and Menswear at Wickham Street, Limerick. It's all at Knowles Boys and Menswear, Wickham Street, Limerick, suppliers of uniforms to many schools in the Limerick region. Okay, lunchtime quiz coming up in around about 10-15 minutes from now, but before that, quite a few more requests to get through for Ian McNamara and Lol Burns, and we're going to play this one for Stephen Maher and Deirdre Power. Also for Cyril Maher, Caledonian Road. Is that number 12 Caledonian Road? The only Caledonian Road I know is in London, just down from the place where I used to live. Anyway, happy birthday, Cyril. That comes to you from Dad, Mum and Marion. Also going to play this one for Declan. Oh, there you go. Declan Maher. 12 Caledonian. Another one. 10th birthday today. I see. And that comes from Grandad, Nana and Marion again. So there you are now. Declan and Cyril. Are you twins at all here? I'm doing things in doubles down there, the Caledonian Road. 27 after 1. You like this one, my current hot shot this week, and last week, and next week. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's always agreeing with me. And you never know what you got. Nice little lunchtime reggae. Yeah,
fancy clothes, that's your style. You want the world to know your fortunate child. You think you bought my love like a toy. You better watch your step, my pride and joy. You never know what you got till it's gone. Listen, baby, you never know what you got. Yeah.
what you got to live for. You better not play with love till you know what you're doing. You never know what you got to live for.
Oh, like it, me and you, you never know what you got, especially as far as time's concerned. Running out fast, I can tell you, it's exactly 1:30. Bye bye. Right, for those of you that have stayed with Michael here on the lunchtime request, nice of you to know, nice to know you're out there, right? We have a couple of notices. Well, we found the van this morning. Thanks very much for all involved with that one. The van was tracked down. Very chuffed about that one. Right, St. Enders is going into its final course. In actual fact, it's begun already. You want to catch it quick while you can give them a buzz out there. We'll give you bus times, the special bus for the areas for the summer camp, August the 20th to the 24th. Yes, right, as far as we go, from Newmarket at the church, 9 o'clock, Shannon Town Centre, 9:20, Hurler's Cross, 9:30, 6 Mile Bridge in the Square at 9:40, Bonratty Castle at 10 o'clock, Limerick Inn at the entrance to the Limerick Inn there at 10 after 10, Shields Garage at 10:15. So that's for the summer camp, August the 20th to the 24th of August. If you've got your children at a loose end there between the ages of 4 and 14, I can definitely recommend that one. And that'll be the final course this year. Don't forget, we'll be playing. The Big L Babes are out in full force next Tuesday night up at St. Enders, and it'll all be happening. I think we're taking on Tony Connolly's, and if we beat them, we're all going to get a suit each. I hasten to add each, and if they win, we're going to give them a Big L Biro for the whole team. Right, so Bedford or transit van wanted for parts. Sorry, Tony. Bedford or transit parts wanted for Bedford or transit parts wanted. That's for a van. You can give us a buzz here, 46271. Also, there's a large lampshade that fell off the back of a car. That's an old tale. Give us a ring here at 46271. It's a large lampshade fell off the back of a van or car in some William Street. Yeah, okay. Missing from Catherine Street, Grey Mark 2, Cortina, MZD 363. We haven't tracked that one down yet. Either Henry Street or ourselves here, please. 46271, or you can get in touch with your local Garda station. Right, I think that was about all today. There was one other thing there I wanted to mention, which was the car service, the car check, the free car check, going all for the month of August. It's going right the way through until the end of August, and that's at the Standard Motor Company. And if you give them a ring and make an appointment, they'll be only too pleased to fit you in. We've got a job line here. Hairdressers wanted for a modern city centre unisex hair salon. Must have at least 2 years' experience. Also, juniors required. Excellent opportunity to be trained by one of the top hairdressers in the country, and you can telephone them if you've got a pen handy, 43944, 43944. Great for all the gang there. It's just coming up to 27 minutes before 2 o'clock. Please play a record for Mr. and Mrs. Kelly on their 10th anniversary today, and they're all going to have a great night at the Treaty Bar tonight. That's great. And also for Mr. and Mrs. Hunt, that's the lady now that tracked me down in the middle of the road the other night, caused a colossal traffic jam at about 1:45 a.m., asking for requests and all kinds of weird things, and Big L car stickers and Big L biros. I don't know what the world is coming to at all. Anyway, they're going back to London soon. All the best to you, and give the old monument a kiss for me, won't you? It's been a long time since I've been back that far. Also, for Mr. and Mrs. Kylie and daughter, they're all at home on holiday from England. They're all staying at number 9 in Killeely, and they're all mad about Big L. Ta very much. We don't talk anymore. I mean, I don't even look at you. Careful where you put that tranny tomorrow morning. Take it, Cliff.
Sail away. Can you imagine how I
an awful pity. Looks like that one's not going to make number two. There's just too much competition around. He's agreeing with me there. Cliff there in dire straits with that one at number two. It's a very nasty place to be at the charts when there's so much competition around. That was for all the gang there on the way back to England very shortly, and they're going to plaster I Like Big L stickers. That's the original Big L, because we draw our roots from Radio London, you see. And they're going back to London to plaster them all over the place. Mr. and Mrs. Hunt, and also Mr. and Mrs. Kylie and daughter. They're all going to enjoy themselves tonight too, I think, down there at the Treaty Bar. So I'll come in there for me old jar when you're ready, okay? Set one up for me. Right now, for all the employees in Finn's Coffee Shop, we've got a request coming up for you very, very shortly, so stay tuned. It's just 22 minutes before 2 o'clock.
Car 67,
where are you? Come in 67, can you hear me?
Control, this is 67 here, I can hear you.
Yes, 48844, that's the number of the number one cab service in town. Speedy Cab's always at your service, and the radio pickup charge is only 20 pence after 1 mile when going from town centre.
Is there something that you want me to do?
Absolutely no charge whatsoever for children and luggage. There's a 20 pence maximum surcharge. Pleasing you any time, day or night, and from 12 midnight on and bank holidays, it's only 20 pence per trip extra. And with the new meters, in actual fact, some trips even work out cheaper than they were before. That's Speedy Cabs at 48844 and 46888.
Time for the pickup. The best that I can do is tell you tomorrow.
Speedy Cabs.
Because if I do, the job is going to cause me...
Yeah, gorgeous fella, that one. Right, okay, are you there? All the lads and ladies in Finn's Coffee Shop in Little Catherine Street, Limerick. Where else? Including Claire, Janet Kay, and Noreen. Oh, Des is going to love you for this one. Hi, Des. Killer Queen.
Where is Shonda in a pretty cabinet? Let them eat cake, she says, just like Marie Antoinette. Building a remedy for Christian. Just like a baroness, middleman from China, would die to gauge your mind. Then again, incidentally, you that way. Perfume came naturally from Paris. Naturally. Because she couldn't care less, fastidious and precise.
She's a killer queen, gunpowder, gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam,
guaranteed to blow your mind.
Thank you.
Yes, well, we'll get round to Des very, very shortly, but in the meantime, that was very specially for all the employers in Finn's coffee shop there in Little Catherine Street, including Claire, Janet, Kay and Noreen, and they were looking for specifically for that one, and I can guarantee you they certainly weren't listening to Des on BRMB, were they, Des? No, they couldn't have been, same as you're not listening to us right now, but you should be. So there you are, I was looking for a special record, and it ain't there, you see, so what can one do except scream? Oh my God, this is, it says, running around in leaps. We're going to play something anyway. And this one's going to go out very specially. What are you looking at me like that for? This one's going out very specially for Joey McInerney and Terry Hanley, and also for Ray Ryan and Ann Calvert, and for Martin Murray and Terry O'Connor. And they're all looking for Shawaddy Waddy. The one they're looking for is, would you believe, a little bit of of the other. But unfortunately, a little bit of soap, but I can't find that one because it should be there and it isn't. So I'm going to play this one for the old Eddie Cochran, number 3, Steps to Heaven. 16 and a half before 2. And you will plainly see. Travel on, and things do go wrong. Just follow steps 1, 2, and 3.
Step 1,
you find a girl to love.
Step 2,
she falls in love with you.
Step 3,
you kiss and hold her tightly. Well, it sure
3 steps to heaven
seems like
a 3 steps to heaven
to me. The formula
3 steps to heaven
for heaven
3 steps to heaven
very simple. Just follow
3 steps to heaven
the rules and you will see. As life travels on and things do go wrong, just follow
steps
1, 2, and 3.
Now baby, there are 3 steps to heaven. Now all you gotta do is follow the rules and you will plainly see that as life travels on, things do go wrong. Just follow steps 1, 2, and 3.
Step 1,
you find a girl to love.
Step 2,
she falls in love with you.
Step 3,
you kiss and hold her tightly. Well, that sure
3 steps to heaven
seems like
3 steps to heaven
to me. Just
3 steps
follow
to heaven
steps 1, 2, and 3. Right, that got us absolutely nowhere. Sorry about that, lads. That was for Joey McInerney and Terry Hanley, and also Ray Ryan and Ann Calvert and Martin Murray and Terry O'Connor, and they were looking for a little bit of soap, and I couldn't find it, so I did my best. You have not. They're all laughing at me in here. They've never seen anything like it. Michael scooting around all over the place on his 3-legged chair. No comments, please. Looking for that one. Mary is 3 today. Hello, Mary. And Paul is 8 today. It comes to you both from all the family, while John is frantically looking for another record that I can't find. And also, especially for Gay Hickey, whose birthday was last week. Happy birthday. And that comes to you from Polly. You see, we're looking for the birthday song. Also going to play this for Charles Williams in Ballinanti and Margaret Jackson, that looks like. They're getting married on Monday, and the best of love that comes to you from Sonny and all the lads. You're going to like this one because we took this way up to the local charts here last summer, and it was definitely a huge hit for him. Umberto Tozzi had the original out there, a Spanish fella, I think. But here we go with Hal Carpadale's version of Ti Amor, 13 before 2.
For you, dear, I'm all leaving. I
be trying to keep love from dying. Why did you say tea? I'm more knowing it was not so. Why did you have to play, leaving me lonely with memories only? You could have been straight to me, saying it just can't be. But no, you led me on. I was the tall guy and now I'm the fall guy. How was I to know when this big affair started? I would end up broken hearted. Summer dreams gone with the wind now. Your forever turned to never.
Your teeth.
And thought I was winning. Your kisses were sweet and your words were so tender. How was I not to surrender? Your every touch sent me flying. Oh, I loved you. How I loved you. Yes, I was yours. I simply had to be. You meant so much to me. I had to have you, to hold you and have you. The nights will grow longer and snow will be falling. Softly my heart will be calling, but there won't be any answer. You can't hear me, you're not near me. I would end up broken hearted. Summer dreams gone up in smoke now. Your forever turned to never. Your tea, I'm more. Your whispered tea, I'm more. Was just a song. Will grow longer and snow will be falling. Softly my heart will be calling, but there won't be any answer. You can't hear me, you're not near me. Oh,
go Tiaz Moore, Howard Carmondale that was, and that was very specially for loads and loads of people, especially for K Hickey, is it? Could be. And that comes to you from Polly, and also for Mary and Paul and all the family, and that was all the gang, I think. Yes, right. We're gonna have a very special request in a minute, but before we get that, we're gonna do the quiz immediately after this one as well. And in actual fact, we could do it straight away. Now, don't forget what we're doing now. We're making this a writing quiz. Okay, no more phone calls on the quizzes. Well, not some of them. We will. Like, don't forget the Mad Hatter's ball tonight. That'll be zany as usual, and that'll be coming your way between when is it, John? 9:30 and. No, 10, is it? 10. No, 10 and 12, yeah. And there'll be a few quizzes in that one as well. John, you're on a quiz this afternoon as well, John. It's all quizzes. Well, it's stretching the brain to the limit, you see. But anyway, what was I talking about? Doesn't matter anyway. There's this fella, you see, in Birmingham, and he has the breakfast show like I do, and his name is Des, and he's fairly good. Yeah, he's okay. And the trouble is, you see, he relies on an awful lot of information, like Philip does, out of a book. And you're not always right, as you're going to listen to right now, you see. That we're going to go back to, what, 3 days to Birmingham. This is what he sounds like in Birmingham. John Ryan knows all about Birmingham. And, you see, he's going to be picked up, because if you remember, you see, Philip gave out information, I think, last last lunchtime on the 14th, concerning the close down of Radio Caroline, he said in the book, which occurred on the 14th of August 1967. But Caroline is still going to this very day. And in actual fact, I think they've just upped their transmitter again, broadcasting somewhere off of Holland. And it was Radio London, in actual fact, closed down that day. Because, I mean, we know, because, I mean, we're the little baby of the original Big L, you see. So, I mean, we'd know all about that, Des, wouldn't we? But, I mean, we're going to butt in on Des right now. Sorry, Des, to keep your hold up.
Well, I got some quizzical looks. I wish you could see the looks I get round here when I dish out these little morsels of musical information. The Gibson brothers are from Cuba, and they are, and they are. Who's on the line now? We've got Jeff on the line. Hello, Jeff.
Good morning, Les.
Oh, there's a good pirate radio listener sort of voice. A cheery good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good. You're out of your straitjacket just temporarily, are you?
Yeah.
Where are you calling from?
In Rugeley.
Rugeley?
Yes.
Oh, there's a little colony of you pirate radio people there, is there?
Well, I don't know. It's just me and my wife.
Could you pick up the pirates in Rugeley?
Well, I didn't used to live here in the days of the pirates.
Ah, where did you live?
Down in London.
Oh, well, that's more like it, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
We always had a bit...
Actually, just to correct you a little bit, Les, it was Radio London that last broadcast on the 14th of August.
Mm-hmm.
And that was in 1967.
On this day in 67?
In this day in 67, yeah.
Yeah. When was the Marine Offences Act?
I think it came into effect from midnight on the 14th.
Midnight on the 14th of August?
Right, yeah.
But Caroline carried on broadcasting after that.
Did indeed, yes. I don't know if it's still going. It had a bit of an accident a little while ago.
I think it is a bit of an accident. Anyway, that hasn't really cleared us up. It just means that Terry Griffiths relies on the Rock Almanac far too much. Okay. Of course, I sit here worrying about the Marine Offences Act because when I look out of the window this morning and see all that water washing up Aston Road North, I sometimes feel I may be breaking it. You know what I mean?
It's coming, do you?
I think it is.
Yeah.
Something's coming. Never mind. I shall sit here with my legs crossed. Hope for the best. Thanks, Jeff.
Bye-bye.
Yes, and thank you very much, Les. That was his brekkie show there. A little snippet of it there on the last, on the 14th. Well, that was, the 14th thereabouts. And you see, he was all wrong there about his information concerning Radio London and Radio Caroline. But, I mean, I'm glad your man put him right there, you see, especially there in Rugeley. You know all about Rugeley as well, John, don't you? You never heard of Rugeley? And you're from Brum? Oh, sorry, no, you're a Manchurian, aren't you? Oh, you're Brum, are you? Oh, okay, so nobody's perfect. Don't worry about it. It's 5-2. The quiz. I want to know what was the first name given to Come On Everybody, Eddie Cochran. What is the real name of Come On Everybody? It was changed slightly. It's the same song, but what was it called in its first airing, if you like, okay? Answers to that one, that's the Friday lunchtime quiz, Big L, 13 Allen Street, Limerick, okay? Friday lunchtime quiz, Big L, 13 Allen Street, and you've got plenty of time to get your thing, but get them in early, because the first one picked out the bag Friday, just before I come down on the lunchtime request, gets, what do they get, John? Oh, you're not worth having anyway. They're going to get a single of their choice and a Big L biro, okay? So that's all we want to do. And we're going to do it like a week in, you know, retard kind of thing. We're all retarded around here anyway. So that's, you know, you've got a week to get your letters. But get them in as quick as you can. It gives the people out in the country there a little bit of chance to get their quiz answers in. On a postcard, please. Big L, 13 Allen Street. The Friday lunchtime quiz. And we want to know what was Come On Everybody called before it became Come On Everybody. And if you listen to Rocky's Rock and Roll Show on a Friday night, I mean, he played it last week, you see. I'm giving it all away. So there you are now. And it's a very easy one. Please play between 1 and 1:30. Yes, that's what I like about the request show. We're always dead on time. And it's a record for Liza, is it? For Anna Liza. And she's 14 years old tomorrow. From a mum and dad and 5 sisters and 4 brothers out there in 36 Hennessy Avenue in Killeely. And also for my mum, is it? Mrs. Lena Desmond. Oh, and she is 21 again. Yeah, celebrating a birthday tomorrow. 80 St. Munchen Street in St. Mary's Park. It comes from Mary, Michelle, Josephine, Karen, Richard, Thomas, Patrick, Emma. Wishing you all a happy birthday. Well, it's about the closest I can get to 21 anyway. It's 3 before 2.
Because you're not a baby anymore. You've turned into the prettiest girl I've ever seen. Happy birthday, sweet 16. like each other. When you were 13, you were a funny Valentine. But since you've grown up, your future is sewn up. From now on, you're gonna be mine. So if I should smile with sweet surprise, it's just that you've grown up before my very eyes. You've turned into the prettiest girl I've ever seen. Happy birthday, sweet 16. If I should smile with sweet surprise, it's just that you've grown up before my very eyes. You've turned into the prettiest girl I've ever seen. Happy birthday, sweet 16. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Happy birthday, sweet 16. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Happy birthday.
And for all our birthday peoples as well today, but very especially for Anna. She's 14 years old today. That's Anna Lysa. And also for Mrs. Lena Desmond, who celebrates her birthday tomorrow. And 80 St. Munchin's Street in St. Mary's Park. That came from Mary, Michelle, Josephine, Karen, Richard, Thomas, Patrick and Emma. There you are now. Very happy birthday to you all. I like the way John Ryan is rushing about. He thinks he's on at 2. But in actual fact, we've got a repeat of the little bit of a hot seat we had last night with all the gentlemen concerned with, well, some of the gentlemen concerned with the current strike out there in the cleansing department of the local authorities. And we had Alderman Jimmy Kemmy, Paddy Kiley, and John Darcy and Paul Power. So that'll be coming your way immediately after this record. John Ryan will be following on like the blazes after that one. But before we go that far, this will be the last record on the lunchtime request today. And if you're listening there, where have you gone? Mrs. O'Shea, do you mind very much if I hold those requests until Saturday afternoon for our memory spot just for you? Because I'd like to, okay? Because they're very nice records. And I'd like to hang on to them very specially for you tomorrow afternoon. That's Bree Deedy going to be bringing you that programme. Very special sentimental songs for you between 3 and 4:30. And if you've got a record that brings back particular memories to you, why not send it in on a postcard and give us your reasons why you like the record played if it brings back particular memories to you. We've got a couple in this morning, and we'll root it out and we'll play it for you, okay? And that goes out Saturday afternoons between 3 and 4:30. Getting back to today for Margaret and Frank Corr from Ursula. Also for, Sexy Sue. Lots of love. And that comes to you, it doesn't say who it comes from. From Tom, is it? Or is it from Ray? Could be Ray. Yes, from Ray. And also I'm going to play this for Elva from Chris, and the message is going to miss you a lot while you go away. Okay? Right. One last message there. Lost in Green Park last Sunday. Boy's seconda watch with a black strap, and it's inscribed on the back from Joe to Gray. 25th of the 1st, 78. So that was lost in the Green Park up there in a picnic, which took place in Green Park last Sunday. If you found a watch there, much appreciated. Give us a buzz here. 46271. The record that Margaret and Frank and Ursula and Elva, and they're all not looking for at all. But Sexy Sue is. Is she really going out with him?
Pretty women out walking with gorillas. From my window I'm staring while my coffee goes cold. Look over there, there's a lady that I used to know. She's married now or engaged or something, so I'm told. Is she really going out with him? Is she really gonna take him home tonight? Is she really going out with him? Cause if my eyes don't deceive me, there's something going wrong around here. Tonight's the night when I go to all the parties down my street. I wash my hair and I kid myself.
myself I look real smooth. Look over there,
where?
There, here comes Jeannie with her new boyfriend. They say the looks don't count for much, so there goes your proof. Is she really going out with him? Is she really gonna take him home tonight? Is she really going out with him? Now take my eyes, don't they see me? There's something going wrong around here. Around here. But it looks good, kill. There's a
very much indeed, Joe. Chatting away to myself. Oh, yes, after I had it all planned, I don't know. As I said there, while I was nattering away to myself and you didn't hear a word I was saying, Joe Jackson climbing 7 places this week to number 23 from last week's 30, and doing very well for himself too. Very nice. And that was for Elva from Chris, and the message is going to miss you a lot while you're away. Also for Margaret and Frank Corr from Ursula, and for Sue, lots of love from Ray. Right? Right. It's 6 minutes after 2 o'clock. Don't forget, talking about charts, the Stardust Top 10 show coming your way tonight at 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock, don't forget the weekend starts here. John Ryan coming your way very shortly, immediately after a thing that we're going to do here with the lads. We had Alderman Jim Kemmy in the studio last night, together with some of the officials concerned with the current strike by the corporation workers here in town at the moment. So that was, it's not very long, it's about half an hour. So John will be on round about 25 minutes to 3 o'clock this afternoon. And of course, his what time is the quiz, John? John, what? 3 o'clock. You're very quiet today, John. Isn't something happened?
3 o'clock.
Is it raining? Is it something out there upsetting you? Yeah. It's a very quiet lad, you know. It's all the way from Birmingham, you know. They don't like the rain. It's always raining in Birmingham, Manchester, they're terrible for it. But anyway, the people are merry and happy. Are the people merry and happy? Are they? Yeah. Top 10 show coming your way. The Stardust Top 10 show. That's your local charts at 6 p.m. And of course, we've got week racing roundup at 6:45, and Weekend World Jim Wallace coming your way at 7 p.m. tonight. First Chance as well at 9:30. That'll be after Lucky's rock and roll show, and that'll be on, of course, as usual, roundabout the half 7 mark or thereabouts. I'm going to say bye-bye for now. Bye-bye. Amara's Car Hire in Henry Street, and the telephone number of Amara's in Henry Street is 40790 during office hours and 42901 after 6 p.m. Loads of fun and open 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Full tank with every hire, and there's a full range of cars, minibuses and vans. Long or short term rents. Special special discount, of course, as usual, for long-term rents. Beat the petrol crisis. There's no petrol crisis at O'Mara's Car Hire in Henry Street. Don't forget long-term rentals with very special rates. You can telephone 40790. Or if you're caught after dark, the 6 p.m. number thereon is 42901 for O'Mara Car Hire in Henry Street. Big L is just 6 minutes after 7 o'clock. And the first of our hot seats in an awful long time. Tonight, just a very brief discussion concerning the current stoppage of work due to the cleansing department in the corporation. Studio tonight with us we have Alderman Jim Kemmy, who very kindly came in as usual at very, very short notice. Jim, thanks very much for coming in tonight.
Hi, buddy.
And also we have Penny Kiley, Secretary of the Corporation Section, I think, there, of the ITGWU. Paul Power, Chairman of the ITGWU. And a third one, which I didn't quite get.
John Darcy.
John Darcy. And John is Secretary, isn't he?
He is, that's right.
Fine. This is the second disturbance, shall we say, in the department in the last 12 months, Jim. Is there any particular reason? This one seemed to flare up all of a sudden without any warning.
Well, Michael, there's an old Irish saying that you never miss the water till the well runs dry. And, you know, people don't really worry about the workers in the corporation. And at such times, they're affected themselves mainly by the absence of a cleansing service in the city. And sometimes people say, well, are those bloody fellas out on strike again? And that's enough, they're impatient. And they don't bother to look into the background to the dispute. Mm-hmm. And this dispute concerns the matter of wages. For instance, many people will not know that the basic rate for labourers or general operatives in the Limerick Corporation is £52.63 per week. That's not a very princely sum, I would submit to you, Michael, and to our listeners nowadays. So what the men are looking for in the corporation is they're looking for the same rate of wages as is enjoyed by their colleagues in the Dublin Corporation. That basically is the reason for the dispute in the corporation. The point about a second strike in the job in 12 months, well, that is so. But, like, there's a reason for this dispute, and if we're going to have a discussion on it, let us look at the problem in all its aspects.
There doesn't seem to be any... or so, very short hot seat tonight, but I think most important in trying to get across what was actually happening out there in the corporation problems this particular week here in Limerick.
Luminous. disc-like eyes appeared above the rim. A huge, rounded bulk, larger than a bear, rose up slowly, glistening like wet leather. It's a...
Otherwise known as the John Ryan Show on Big L. So between now and 5 o'clock, let your ears be assaulted by the one and only John Ryan.
The Prince Charming of the airwaves.
Very good afternoon to you. It's 27 minutes to 3 o'clock here on Big L, which is around about the 5 o'clock mark. Lots of things happening here this afternoon. We're three at three, or well, maybe a little later today, because we have a competition coming up around about the 3 o'clock mark. That's the final of the Elvis competition, which we've been running all through the week. So stay tuned on that one. Or on this one, should I say. Because if you were tuned on that one, you wouldn't be listening to us, would you? Anyway, going to start off with a request, and this one's going out for Katie Doyle and out there in Moyross. Good afternoon to you, Katie. That comes to you from the Quinn family. Keep it nice and easy this afternoon. Starting off, this one is the latest one from Dollar.
For that indeed. Latest one from Dollar. It's called Love's Got a Hold on Me. I mean,
can I say? Anyway, we dedicate that one to Katie Doyle in Moyross. Hi, Katie. Comes to you from all the Quinn family. Right, we're going to do a few more requests now, and Madeline Galvin, who got three honours in her leaving. Congratulations to you, Madeline. Well done, indeed. That comes to you from all the Galvin family. Three honours. Yes, anyway, for Paul Power and Tom Walsh, not forgetting Hugh and Tom and Barry, I think that one is going to play this. It's Floyd Kramer and the fella on the piano, as they say here. Very posh, you know. This one, Anne Murray, did you remember, not too long back? You needed me. Floyd Kramer there at 20 minutes to 3 here on Big L, and I needed you, or you needed me, or needed somebody anyway. Okay, a few more requests now. Paul Lyons and Marion Colliffer, you're getting engaged on Saturday, that's tomorrow. Congratulations to Paul and Marion. That comes to you from all his friends, it says, I see. Anyway, Noreen Dillon and Patricia Fahey, this next request is also going out for you all. Also for Richard Hegarty, who's two today. Happy birthday to you, Richard. And this comes all from all your brothers and sisters, your mum, your dad, and all the family. Bit of Smokey this time. Remember this one. Don't play your rock and roll to me.
Don't play your rock and roll to me.
Go down to me mother-in-law's.
That ain't the way it's meant to be. I ain't so blind that I can't see. Just let it lie, let it be.
but your words just sound like rock and roll lines to me, and they're just about as burned out as a worn out 45, and you can't expect them to keep our love alive. Oh, so don't play your rock and roll to me. That ain't the way it's meant to be. I ain't so blind that I can't see. Just let it lie, let it be. So don't play your rock and roll, no. Don't play your rock and roll, no. Don't play your rock and roll. Well, I guess you had me fooled for a while with your come on looks and your Mona Lisa smile. But your rock and roll is getting out of time for me. Go sing your lines to someone else, 'cause someone else may be the fool you always thought you saw in me. Rock and roll to me, that ain't the way it's meant to be. I ain't so blind that I can't see. Just let it lie, let it be. Don't play your rock and roll, no. Don't play your rock and roll, no. Don't play your rock and roll.
And Smokey that time. And you know that one. You don't play your rock and roll to me. Right, I have to say hello to a couple of lads in Tingland, or in England, in round about the Midlands there. And that's Mike Hardaker, I think that is. So Mike, good afternoon to you, Mike. And also to David Small, good afternoon to David. Not forgetting all the boys up there in BRMB. Yes, and Les and all the gang. Well, good afternoon to you, Les. We're going to play the next record to you. It comes from us all here at Big L. Saying hello to everybody in BRMB. Good afternoon too. Gonna play this one, lads, and hope to see you again soon.
Don't always hurt me. The things you do don't always make me cry. The things you do, they don't always hurt me. But when they hurt me, you're the reason why.
I don't know where I'm going.
1976, that's 3 years ago, and the Rubits there. A song called You're the Reason Why. We dedicate that one to all the gang over there in the West Midlands, and that's Mike Hardiker, that is, in fact. Good afternoon to you once again, Mike. And not forgetting Dave Small on that one. Good afternoon to you as well, Dave. And we mustn't forget all the gang up there in BRMB, and that's especially Les, the man who does the Brecky Show. Good afternoon to you, Les. And that was for you all over there in BRMB. And as I said, it came to us from all here at Big L, Radio Limerick, in Ireland, coming to you citywide and countrywide. Yes, anyway, wider than, yes. Please play requests for the regional schoolboy team who won the cup last night. Please play We Are the Champions by Queen. I see. Well, we'll have a dig for that, mind. Also for Smithy and Birdie and Bonnie and Mary. And this is their home from America. That's nice. Mr. and Mrs. O'Connor in Raheen Heights, it says, with the best parents in the world. Not forgetting Angela O'Connor. And also for Debbie, who works in Big L. Yes, yes, why not? Please play a request for Mrs. O'Mara, who was 78 on Wednesday. Happy birthday to you, Mrs. O'Mara. And look for, I'll hang on to that. I'm looking for a particular record, in fact. I'll do that for you next, okay? It's also for Mike Richardson of the Big L, yes. And John Ryan of the Big L and Robert McCoy of Big L. Who are these people? I mean,
free as when I had you. Our rhythm was the best. It's touched the likes of me. I was really me when I had you.